story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual, factual news. Yes, that's right.
Here we are back to talk about another week of news here with the best news team in the business. Here they are. Start with Pickleball's top influencer and veteran newsman, Tyson Apostle.
I'm here. I'm feeling great. And I am still number one in pickleball influencing.
Yeah. Nobody, pickles.
Nobody can beat me. Also, look at how long my hair is getting. Have you noticed that? Because I had it cut short, like as short as yours, Rob, like a year ago.
Wow.
Hair will grow. That's been well documented.
That is, yeah. It's not.
What year is this? I don't even know. I'm trying to think. Like, wait, was that before you played Survivor? Was that after? I don't even know. Everything's
a blur. It was while Survivor was on TV.
Last spring.
That's a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Does it count if it wasn't on TV?
What, my hair growing?
Yeah.
I mean, still been documented if you just go through my Instagram for the, you know, the handful of months, you'll see that it, that's something pretty cool that your hair grows all the time.
Even when you're not on TV.
Even when you're not on TV, even when you're sleeping, even when Danny's on his little adventures,
growing.
Always growing.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness though, that our armpit hair has a limit.
Yeah.
That'd be unsightly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have an armpit. It doesn't have a limit. It just falls out before it grows.
Yeah, that's the limit.
But your hair has a limit too.
I know your hair has a limit. Okay, I should rephrase that. I'm glad that our armpit hair has a much smaller limit than
that. Your armpit hair has a smaller limit. Some people's armpit hair may not have that same limit, Danny. We're all individuals.
We're not
here.
Able to braid it. That's when I know it's long.
I bet some people could braid their armpit hair.
I don't know. Let's get out of this. Let's talk about some other things that are happening. Danny, how are you?
I am doing great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My cough is going away. I had like a 2-week cough. Kept my wife up all night long. Whoa. Just coughing on her face, coughing. I try to protect everyone from
cough. You were intentionally coughing on her face. You were just
But like when you're half asleep coughing, it's just like you cough in the direction you happen to be laying at that time.
Prop your head up.
Yeah, I should have just worn a mask, but I couldn't wear a mask while I slept.
I've wore a mask while I slept before.
On a plane.
Just on a plane.
Oh, yeah. That's different. That's plane sleep. That's different.
So why don't you have Matt like circle you around in a plane while you fall asleep with your mask on?
Yeah, it'd be like when you used to drive around your kid. Like, dude, I'd rather drive my kid around a car so they fall asleep than sit in this room while he screams at me.
Yeah.
So is this cough, do you think it's the beginning of the end for Danny Bryson?
No, I have an annual cough. Every year I get a cough, an unstoppable hacking cough every January or February. It's just, you know, it's my thing to mark time. It's like my calendar.
So even if all calendars were destroyed
and I moved to the tropics,
and you moved to the tropics,
when you would
know. Yeah.
No matter where you are, Danny, you cough. It's not like a seasonal thing in terms of like where you live.
No, it's like a sundial. Seriously, it's like specific to one position, one part of the year, and that is January, February.
But doesn't the sundial look a little bit different if you move it to a different place on the globe?
Sure, but I've never tested my cough theory anywhere but here. It'd be interesting to go to the equator and give it a chance to really spread its wings.
I'll start a Kickstarter for that.
Oh, yeah, please do. Anything that could send money my way for a tropical vacation.
No, I'm the handler of the money, and then I send
you. Oh, see, that's when I know it's a scam. When someone else is handling the GoFundMe.
I'm a very good friend of this family.
I mean, you're driving a Beamer and I'm not in the tropics.
Exactly.
Let's start here with a national day of celebration here in the United States. I'm not sure if any other countries observe our National Groundhog's Day, which takes place on February 2nd, popularized by the 90s film starring Bill Murray. And today was Groundhog's Day. And so, yes?
You're saying that before that film, Groundhog's Day was not as widely recognized?
I think that the
film has, in a lot of ways, surpassed the actual holiday.
It's a good
I bet film. The original holiday was far more gruesome. Like it started with, they would grab the groundhog when it came out and then like read its entrails, but it's slowly been modernized to be like, oh, look at it, see if it can see its shadow. It's just such a weird thing. Like we're using animals to predict the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's been weirder stuff.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever been to church?
Yeah, but if we're not grabbing animals at a modern day church and asking for its prediction on the weather.
Fine.
And doesn't this belittle weathermen everywhere who are using science and data? It's like, dude, I'm every day up here, every day reading the data. Yeah. And people are like, no, this animal, 6 more weeks. I'm going to trust its ability to recognize its shadow.
So, Danny, you feel like that the groundhog should be the natural enemy of the meteorologist?
Yeah, maybe like a cage fight every year, and whoever wins gets to predict the weather for the next 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be settled.
Yeah. You know what I could really use is a COVID groundhog.
We used to have someone who came out of his hole every day and gave a different prediction. Kind of changed a little bit, although people still are doing that. We do have human groundhogs giving us all sorts of predictions that are about as reliable as
a groundhog. I guess so. Anyway. I mean, when the groundhog says, 6 more weeks of winter, I don't even live anywhere near the groundhog.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter to you because winter in LA is the same as spring in LA is the same as fall in LA.
What is the groundhog predicting? Like the East Coast, the Northeast? It's very local.
So, yeah. And the other thing, too, is that the groundhog probably is incapable of lying. So, honestly, maybe we are better off listening.
Yeah, but he could be swayed. Like, what if you kept him hungry? Mm-hmm. You know, then you had a morsel of food buried in the ground near his shadow.
Yeah.
You know what? We do use animals to predict other things. Elections, Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
the monkey, the Super Bowl monkey.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Super Bowl chimp or something?
I think so. Or gorilla.
That was an octopus.
Who do you
predict? Probably an octopus too.
I haven't seen any animal predictions for the Super Bowl yet.
Not this year.
Yeah.
It's a hard year to judge. Yeah. I would trust an octopus though. He's got a lot of options with all those arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he goes over and picks the Buccaneers, mm-hmm. I'd believe him.
Yeah. So February 2nd, it is the Groundhog's Day celebration, you know, that they did not seemingly scale it back because of COVID. I'm looking at some of the pictures from this morning. All the Groundhog's guys are all wearing masks, but, you know, you would think that of all the things that you say, like maybe we could do it on Zoom this year. Just one guy with the groundhog. I guess it's outdoors.
You need a guy in a top hat and a monocle. That's the only thing a groundhog will respond
to.
Who
are these guys?
That is a good question. Are they even from this planet?
Did the movie explain that? Like, there's a lot of guys like in top hats. Imagine like this is your thing.
Yeah, these are the guys they dress up. This is, I think that's all. Are they not in the photo of the like real Groundhog's Day? Yeah.
They didn't have a crowd. They just had the guys there, but they didn't.
They wore top hats and stuff.
They probably pump in the crowd noise just to.
You know what would be wild?
Yeah.
What if we uncovered some fresh new pyramids out there in Egypt and carved on the wall were guys in top hats pulling a groundhog out of the ground? I mean, that would be as mind blowing as aliens in my opinion. It'd be like, whoa, dude, this is like 5,000 years old. They've been pulling out groundhogs.
And so do you think, what about the aliens when they come and they see that and they're like, oh, they have this weird technology. You pull it from the ground. It's this little critter that's the wisest critter in all the land.
Well, maybe the groundhog is kind of like that animal, a creature they use in Dune to travel time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that slug-like creature. And that's what the groundhog is, just like a smaller version of that. And eventually he'll mutate into something far more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Lots of theories here. I don't know why we trust a groundhog. Out of all the animals that could predict winter, why the groundhog?
Why not
a bear?
Yeah. It's hard to pull a bear out. I think that
I know, but you can watch the bear. We can have a camera on the bear. He comes out of his den, stumbles around blindly for a minute.
You need
and goes
something
back
there
in.
You could just pull by like the scruff of its neck. If the bear feels like, you know what, I'm not doing the show today. You just stand there. You're not making the bear to perform. Like the groundhog, he's there whether he wants to be or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I'm just so fascinated by all the top hat guys. Like, do you think, is this like an appointment? Is it like a Supreme Court type situation where like if one of them ends up passing, they have to replace that guy? Is there a set number? How come there's no women?
Are they elected officials or appointed by the president himself?
Yeah, who's making this call?
I think you have to have a costume room in your house. So if you have a costume room in your house, that's like the first qualification. They're like, excuse me, sir, you want this job? Yes, I do. Do you have a costume room in your house? Like a whole room? Yes. And you go look through. And if they do, then they can have the job. Yeah. I had a friend whose grandma had an entire costume room. And yeah,
that's cool.
Anytime we'd do Halloween stuff, we'd go over to this house and look through all of grandma's costumes.
Dude, I think it's some kind of like secret ceremony where they like pass the top hat down to a new generation, and there's like candles and they're wearing hoods.
And they all prick their
sacrifice
tips and push them together. And then
they sacrifice a groundhog. And it's just like
they sacrifice a groundhog.
Yeah, of course, because you have to bring in the spirit of the groundhog. You have to drink in its essence. And then become part groundhog to really be able to connect with the groundhog when it emerges.
So the Topps Hats guys are like the Skeksis and the groundhog.
Yeah, like exactly. What if it was uncovered as like some super dark cult, these Top Hat guys? It was like cult of the Top Hat.
For sure it's a cult, but I don't know if it's a dark cult, maybe.
By the way, I've never worn a top hat. What if wearing a top hat feels fantastic?
I have a pretty tall cowboy hat that I'm assuming would feel the exact same.
No, I don't think it's anywhere near the same.
Why?
Top hat, the vibe of a top hat versus a tall cowboy hat, completely different.
No, because the tall cowboy hat still doesn't touch the top of your head. So it just.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how the power it gives you as a piece of clothing.
Like feeling.
You're like, I'm going to go round up some cows. The guy in the top hat's like, I'm going to go make $1 billion.
And count my money ticker. Watch my money ticker tick
up
and
up and up. Jump into my pile of coins.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think top hats are like limousines. Like they're not that special anymore. They're
you only say because you don't have one.
What, a limo
or a top hat?
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me next week.
Top hat. Is that more utility or less utility in the era of Zoom? I feel like you could wear them on a lot of Zoom calls.
The top hat?
Yeah.
I think you could wear them on a lot of calls, but then I also think that, you'd have a lot of coworkers like having private conversations without you about your top hat later.
Plus, their power can only be unleashed in person. Mm-hmm. I don't think they quite have the same.
So you think you can lord over people in person with your top hat?
Yeah, they'd be like, dude, not only does he look taller, because that's probably what it is, part of that whole ancient custom of having something that goes taller as a tool of intimidation, right? So it's probably part of that. It's like makes you look like this giant. Like if you had a top hat, Tyson, you'd be scaring children as you walk down the street. There's a 9-foot man coming down the street with long hair. It's terrifying. It's probably an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, but that's why I have my tall cowboy hat and it does the same thing. I have to take a pause real quick, and I swear I'm really here for those that are just listening. I'm not on Survivor again currently. Mm-hmm. I'm just using the restroom real quick. I'll be back. Okay. Danny's camera's not broken.
Text me when you're there, but let me know you got there safe.
I will.
All right.
Okay. At the toilet.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because Danny and I can talk about, we're talking about things that can predict the Super Bowl. Of course, this weekend is the Super Bowl. Danny, are you going to watch the Super Bowl? As I was going through the best of 2020 clips from last year, that there was a long clip about how you were really, not a big Super Bowl guy.
No, but remember, I've always said that I support the most handsome football player on the field.
Yes. So who is that? Patrick Mahomes?
It's Tom Brady still. Plus, I'm going to root for the old guy. Why wouldn't you root for a guy who's playing in a Super Bowl who's a year older than you? Mm-hmm. Because everything an old guy does is an inspiration to the guys who are almost as old as him and saying, oh, dude, old guys can do stuff like this. I know he's got a whole weird diet and he does a lot of weird stuff, but it still is some kind of inspiration. Look, Patrick Mahomes is going to have, assuming he doesn't get any kind of injury, an amazing career, right? And just like possibly equal to Tom Brady's, but Tom Brady is in the twilight of his career. I just would like to see as a kind of like go get it old man story. Tom Brady win one more.
I've seen it too many times. I've seen it.
I know that's the thing is, people who watch football, you know, every season, all the games, they don't like Tom Brady, but as a casual observer, he doesn't annoy me as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be watching it, though, just to be clear. Mm-hmm. I've got better things to do, but I am kind of somewhat interested in the outcome.
I have a fun insider story about Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I know his next door neighbors in Tampa Bay.
Yes, yes.
And they said there is a sign in his front yard, like a picket sign, like a that says, "I'm neighbors to the GOAT, greatest of all time." And it has a goat, a picture of a goat with a Buccaneers hat on. But Tom Brady is the one who has that in his yard. So is that a misdirect? So he's like, literally anybody in the world could have this sign in their yard except for me. And so, yeah.
Tom Brady is the Mitt Romney of football players. Like, things he says, like, you know, the whole hot dog thing. I mean, Tom Brady's got his high fives that never get returned. And he just seems a little detached from everybody else. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like a guy that lives in his own stratosphere. You know, he's out there in his own world. He tries to say things to connect with the average person, but they're just so not the average person. It comes mm-hmm. off as strange.
Mm-hmm. This is what the sign says exactly. And I have a picture of the sign here. It says, "My neighbor is the GOAT. Go Bucks." And then it has a goat that almost looks like a deer wearing a Bucks baseball cap.
So it's a misdirect.
Do you think that Tom Brady might be saying that his neighbor, your friend, is actually the GOAT? Greatest
Could
of all
be.
Time.
Could be. We also had a conversation about that, if that was actually the case. Mm-hmm. And it could be that we came to the conclusion that we didn't think Tom Brady was meta enough to actually put that sign in his yard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So what happened? What's the theory? They delivered it to the wrong house?
Or somebody in his family put it there, or this was the only sign he
got. Not for anything, though. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm not loving that the person who lives next door to me has a billboard that says the guy next door to me is Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, and I'd change
that's what I'm saying. Wrong. So you think it's a misdirect?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I would be like, if I was Tom Brady, I think I would go to like... Like, hey, do you mind just taking down the sign or like, are you saying, is it a duplicate sign or he had it made?
I don't know what it is. I can show you the sign right here.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. So let's zoom in on this. Okay. My neighbor is the GOAT. Go Bucks. Okay. Is it everybody in the neighborhood?
That's a cheap sign.
Well, that's Tom Brady's front yard right there. That's a picture of Tom Brady's front yard. So you're thinking everybody in the neighborhood got one, like the Boy Scouts charged everybody $20 to drop a Go Bucks sign off in their yard.
That's wild. Makes no sense.
That's the point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe Giselle put it there, whatever. I don't know what or why, but it's just another Tom Brady thing where... Mm-hmm.
Does Rob understand the sign is in Tom Brady? Yes, I understand. Why was the sign made? Who made the sign? I don't think Tom Brady made the sign and then put it in his own yard.
Well, you can see on the bottom, I think there's a branding there in the circle that says like Furman.
That's not him. Furman. He's TB12.
I don't know.
Who's Furman?
I don't know.
Furman, I think, is the maker of the sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Furman is maybe playing a joke on Tom Brady. I don't know.
What took us down the Super Bowl spiral?
Well, because we were talking about this. I was going to ask if Danny was watching the Super Bowl because that last year Tyson was talking about all his TVs and how great it was going to be at Tyson's house. He has two televisions. There's lots of commercials every year at the Super Bowl, and there's a Miller Lite commercial where they're mm-hmm. offering free beer to Super Bowl fans who can type out a ridiculously long URL, over 400 characters in the URL. If you could type it out all into your browser, you can get some free Miller Lite.
This one says 836 character.
Okay, 836. Oh my God.
When are they're going to post the URL or they already posted it?
I believe, let me see where this is
during the whole, the commercial, they'll post it and then you can type it in.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, they're making it tricky to copy and paste the URL. So
that's the first thing I thought.
What do? You have to pause the TV.
Yeah. You pause the TV and then maybe you can actually use Google Lens to copy the actual writing, the text.
Here's a commercial that might explain what's going on here. Here we go. This is a Miller Lite spot, okay?
www.thismillerlitemarketingstunt will distract you from Ultra's big game at .com/. Just type in this URL when the Michelob Ultra commercial airs on that sacred Sunday in February when everyone is watching football, and we will give you free Miller Lite, which not only has more taste than Michelob Ultra, but also has only one more calorie, and you will actually burn that calorie by typing this ridiculously long URL, but you will have to type it for real. No cheating by copying and pasting, which is why we are printing this URL in a good old-fashioned newspaper of the highest integrity. Yes, we are aware that there's bound to be some technology that exists that could transcribe photo back into highlightable text, in which case you could cheat and copy and paste this URL, but we're going to trust you because good relationships are built on trust. So once again, please type this URL on February 7th because this is a stunt designed to make you miss our competitor's ad, burn a calorie, and get free beer. It's Miller time.
Okay.
They trust you? The honor system?
Yeah.
On the internet?
That's actually easier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be like 800 random characters.
Yeah, that you have to go double check each one.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah. I can barely type in my passcode. We've already talked about this. If their thing was like free beer, if you can just do your password, I'm out. An 836 character URL is probably easier than trying to remember my password.
Danny won't drink a free beer for not doing anything even. So trying to get him to do work for a free beer is not going to work.
And they're but they are saying you're going to burn 95 calories. Is that the whole thing?
You're gonna I think you're going to burn one calorie.
One calorie.
That's it. Out of
one calorie beer.
Yeah, that's it, Danny.
Wow, that's going to be a rage burn. You can't type in that URL. You'll burn a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep your eye out for that. Do you see Wayne and Garth are coming back for the Super Bowl?
I thought they were toning down commercials. I read a couple articles that made it sound like the Super Bowl commercials were going to be pretty lame this year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong.
Zoom-based Super Bowl commercials do you think there will be?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Not specifically Zoom, though. But yes, involving some kind of FaceTime Zoom technology.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Okay. You ready to hear about a act of vandalism that happened in Los Angeles, California? Tyson, have you ever visited the Hollywood sign?
I've seen the Hollywood sign. Mm-hmm. We actually had a discussion on my friend's Facebook page the other day when he said, here's a picture of me and my wife near the Grand Canyon. I was like, oh, I love going near landmarks, but not all the way to the landmark.
Yeah.
And I have been near the Hollywood sign, but I have not been.
Can you see them?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So some pranksters this week posted they altered the Hollywood sign to change the D to a B, and they also turned the B or the W into a B, and they made it say Holly Boob.
Great.
Six people have been arrested for this.
How old were these people? What was the average age? I hope it's around 13.
No, I hope it's like 40.
True
adults.
Doesn't reveal the ages of the people who are who were.
I did see somewhere that they were porn stars.
Yeah,
I believe I saw one. It was like a porn star did it. Influencer porn star.
Yeah,
is what I saw just like right before the show started.
So I believe that the perpetrators are saying that this is a breast cancer awareness message.
Oh, does that change your opinion? Come on, that's what they always throw out. That's what the flashers threw out at that baseball game. It's like, oh, no, this isn't related to porn at all. This is about breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. In 2017 on New Year's Day, somebody changed it to say Holly Weed.
Oh, interesting. You know, I just can't help but think that when the aliens come and they're sorting through the wreckage of this world, they're going to be asking a lot of questions about what influencers were. Because they're out there doing all sorts of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Dumbing down generations. Mm-hmm. I mean, just it's just like, I can't imagine them not playing a part in the ultimate. I mean, they're not going to be the ones who open up the black hole on the surface of the earth, but they'll probably be there to film it and support it. Mm-hmm. And influencers, man. Every time there's a story that's like, oh, why did that happen? Like, you're got a question mark about why something happened. It's almost always mm-hmm. influencer, dog poop Oreo, influencer, party with no mask and hundreds of people, influencer,
toothpaste sandwich, two,
influencer, mm-hmm. flashers at the World Series, yeah. influencers.
Mm-hmm. You got to. That's how you got to get recognized. You know, do me a favor. Everybody type this into your calculators.
It's going to give us a freakishly long number. Yeah.
No, it's the old calculator game where you flip it.
Why can't they all be healthy influencers like Tyson? Tyson's he is influencing people for good to play pickleball.
Yeah,
the greater good. Yes, correct.
Of changing public landmarks to say mm-hmm. Holly Boobs, which I guess out of all the pranks, it's better than a poop Oreo. So cat poop Oreo. That's what
you'd rather. You mean you'd rather see the sign say Holly Boob than
eat a cat poop Oreo. Oreo.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah, I know we've just relaxed our coronavirus restrictions here in Los Angeles, but I mean, how bored are people?
Really bored.
Pretty bored.
People are really bored. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could just go take a picture of the Hollywood sign and change it however you want in Photoshop, and then just post that picture on Instagram and retweet it, and you're fine.
Not getting exercise, not getting a day in the mountains. Mm-hmm. They're getting more than just changing a sign to boobs. Mm-hmm. Getting a whole experience. You know, when they're laying in their deathbeds, mm-hmm. they can look back at this with great pride. Like, that was the day. That was the day I truly lived.
Yeah.
I influenced.
That was the one day I influenced.
Got 17,000 likes.
Most liked picture. This is my most liked picture of 21.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All right. I don't know if there were any influencers involved, but we have another big orgy that was broken up by the police for violating coronavirus protocol.
It's the last days of Rome.
Yeah, this time in France. 81 people were at the orgy that got broken up by the police.
An odd number, huh?
You know, it's weird. I saw this earlier. It was 100.
Yeah,
I was telling Rob. It's 19
how many arrests there were?
19 people managed to stay off the arrest report. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get arrested at an orgy. Did they let you get your clothes? Like, does the
like the
police, they handcuff you and it's like, can I just, you know, my pants are right over there. Can I just go get them?
No, never.
They put you in a little teeny handcuff that they cuff to you and the other guy.
Mm-hmm. The only reason that cops are breaking up these parties is so they can arrest naked people.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there'd be no incentive to go into that
into that den of steam.
They open the door, just steam pouring out. The smell almost makes you puke.
Yes.
It's like you would not go in there unless you were able to arrest a naked person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that there's any point in which the officer...
Well, it looks like Faith has some insider info.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh.
She said they do. Get your pants and shoes. So thank you, Faith, for being honest. And letting us know about your experiences. So the
officer goes to handcuff you and say, officer, do you mind if you use mine?
I've already got handcuffs on.
Yeah, mine are pink and fluffy.
Let me just put my banana sling on and then I'll be ready.
81 people at the orgy. Please.
Oh my gosh, the smell. I can only imagine the mess. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, I get it. You feel like the world's ending. You know, you want that intimacy in a world where, you know, intimacy is disappearing, personal contact. But why? why?
It's crazy that it goes to this instead of like, we haven't seen any cuddle parties get broken up or
anything. They're all, they just went straight to orgy.
Just like straight to orgy.
At least they didn't have a buffet. That's not a French thing. So
yeah, we didn't see any.
Isn't the word buffet French?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Had buffets, Tyson.
What? And
I'm sure only the kings were ever able to eat a buffet. It's yeah. like an old word. And then the first French person went to America and saw a buffet in Vegas. He's like, this is a buffet.
I think buffet in French either means to eat a lot or to have a lot of food available.
Hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean all you can eat line in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get some of the listeners in the chat could tell us what is the definition of buffet?
Would you rather be at an orgy with 81 people and fine French cuisine or 40 people in a buffet?
Hmm. You said the first one was an orgy with fine French cuisine
and yeah, 81 people.
But the numbers are the
higher.
Yeah, numbers are higher. You have to, I would probably rather, man, that's tricky because I definitely want to stay as far away from room temperature shrimp cocktail as I can. So I'd probably have to go to France for the French.
Is this a big anti-buffet podcast?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, there's good buffets out there.
No, anytime a person other than you is standing over your food that you might eat, breathing heavily onto it, that's not a good thing.
What about a breakfast buffet at like a really swanky hotel?
I have consumed those. They are slightly better. But the whole idea of, no, you go to this place in Vegas, they've got the best buffet.
But what about like, the ones where the guy is serving you and it's behind glass? You don't serve
the
yourself.
The guy is serving you? Is that really? Oh, I see. So you walk up with the plate.
Yeah.
It's like a carving station.
Okay. I don't know. That's somewhere in between. That's not like full on. When I think of buffet, I think of Chicorama.
So what's the difference between like, let's say a buffet, which you are really opposed to, Danny, or a soup bar at a low to mid-range grocery store?
Well, obviously, I quit soup bars years ago, as you know.
Years? You think multiple years?
He asks, this is coming from Mr. Hot Soup? No, he's reformed.
The only thing that was different was the idea that because something came to you very hot, it somehow is able to kill the germs from the mouth breathers who are just hovering over your soup.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the soup had lids. It was super, super hot. It's got to be killing some of the germs or allowing them to grow. I don't know how it works, but yeah, I'm a reformed Tyson. I don't do that. I quit buffets. It was like a step-by-step process. Buffets first. And then soup bars.
I would have quit soup bars first, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what buffets you were going to. Like, yeah, if you were in Caligula in New York and were just like stopping in. Danny had the buffet only pass at Caligula.
I know, it was weird. So I would go there.
He couldn't go to the orgy. He couldn't go to the orgy. Yeah, what's that room for? I'm just here to grab some lunch.
Now, I am not anti-buffet, but I feel like that the idea of the buffet is better than the actual execution.
Yeah, except unless you go to a very nice hotel breakfast buffet. Breakfast buffets are the only acceptable buffets.
No.
And they have to be really fancy with tropical fruit and a guy serving you behind the table. You're just like, here's my plate.
Yeah, sometimes they even have the plate back there. All over it.
What'd you say?
So the public aren't putting their dirty paws all over.
Even
all the
still, correct. Your best bet there is to go to the egg station and then have them make eggs for
you. Yes, or an omelet.
Nothing that's out there on the buffet is actually that good. Fruit's different. Fruit isn't like a food that has to be cooked.
Yeah.
Pastries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about food.
So we're all in agreement, right?
Yeah.
Buffets are delicious.
It's not that great. COVID might have killed the buffet.
Oh, thank goodness.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about Subway sandwiches, Tyson? Do you go to Subway a lot?
No, but I do have a Subway card somewhere that has like 4,000 points on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they did an online thing where you have to transfer it. And I never did that. I just threw that stupid Subway card away that had like $400 worth of Subway sandwiches on it.
Watch Subway create its own cryptocurrency. And Tyson just threw it away. He's going to go through the dump.
$95 trillion.
He's like, he'd be the richest man on the Subway currency.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have eaten at Subway. I'm not opposed to eating at Subway. I just have not been there for years and years.
Yeah. So do you get the tuna when you go to Subway?
No, never. Never. Are you kidding me? Does. You never get a tuna sandwich anywhere at a restaurant because you can make, anybody can make a better tuna fish sandwich.
No, I think that the tuna is freshly harvested and then mixed that morning with mayonnaise. I think it's all up on the up and up.
Yeah.
Either way, it doesn't matter. You still aren't ordering. You should not order tuna fish from anywhere unless you're getting sushi and it's like a sushi roll or something. But if you're just getting a tuna fish sandwich, that's a weird thing for an adult to order, or anybody for that matter, anywhere.
Yes,
don't order that.
A California lawsuit has accused Subway of selling sandwiches that are bereft of tuna. It is entirely a non-tuna based mixture that defendants blended to resemble tuna and imitate its texture.
I watched a TikTok video of someone supposedly mixing the tuna. I'm sure you saw that too, Rob.
I actually did not.
I'm not surprised. Oh, you didn't. Okay. Well, it was going around right about the time of this story, and it was like this powder. They break up what looks like a block of some kind of material, and then they mix it up and create tuna.
Is there actually fish involved? Like, is it the thing that the fish isn't tuna, or it's not?
They're saying there's no tuna whatsoever. There might be some kind of fish oil extract, but there is no tuna in the tuna, which, by the way, I'm not surprised. Like, who is surprised to find out their bread is cake and that the tuna is not tuna and that 6 inches is not 6 inches?
Like,
none of this is a surprise to me.
I'd be more inclined to eat the fake tuna from Subway than real tuna. I think you're opening yourself to a lot of potential diseases if you're like, I'm going to get a ball of that. Has that tuna been there all day? Yeah, just give me like a couple ice cream scoops of that on the bread. Gross.
Plus, we love science. Everyone's like, oh, it's science. It's science. This tuna that they're making at Subway is the product of years of science.
Smeat.
It's like, it's like tuna smeat. It's like, dude, if you love science so much, why wouldn't you love Subway's tuna? Because it is the byproduct of a ton of science. It's amazing. They're playing God. They're making tuna without any tuna.
Yeah,
that's impressive. We should reward them for their ingenuity.
I mean, Tyson, should Subway be steering into this? Could they be advertising their vegan tuna?
Well, we can't say it's vegan.
Maybe they should. They should try to figure it out. If it's not tuna, we're saying that it's like tuna extract.
Yeah, I'm saying we just don't quite know. I mean, they could tell us if it was vegetarian or whatever, but we don't know, vegan.
Yeah,
it probably has ground up animal parts in it, would be my guess.
Yeah. Subway has denied the claim, just for the record. They are saying that no way, that these are baseless accusations, that Subway stands by its tuna.
By the way, when you have an accusation like this thrown at you, you don't hire the lawyers right away.
Yeah.
You have that preloaded statement that denies everything. You just push the button and release that. You get the lawyers involved after that statement doesn't work. But this one, no lawyers needed.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, if Subway can, you know, they've had worse scandals than this, is all I'm saying.
Oh, totally. By the way, you're eating at Subway. What did you expect? I eat at Subway too. I'm not dogging on Subway. It's just, I know when I go to Subway, the bar's pretty low.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. And this is coming from a guy who essentially is going through a buffet line at Subway sandwich.
It is very much like a buffet, like the one Tyson described, where they're making the food. It's very appropriate for you to discuss that earlier because that's what Subway is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A trained professional making your sandwich.
Well, trained and professional are both loose terms in that statement. But Subway had the yoga mat ingredient in their bread. They had that thing going. Their 6 inches and 12 inches weren't true to that measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Their bread had so much sugar in it that the people have classified it as cake.
Yeah, it had the yoga mat ingredients too, right?
Yeah, that's what I said first.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And now their tuna fish is not real tuna. Yeah, that's, I think we all knew that they were serving us some type of hot dog-esque tuna fish meat. That's just like the buttholes and gizzards of some gross fish.
By the way, I'd like to go back after hearing Tyson list all of those accomplishments, I'll say they're accomplishments in that way, and reward them for their ingenuity in science. Again, we love science so much. Shouldn't we be rewarding Subway instead of throwing all these lawsuits at their bread and their meat and their yoga mats? If you could repurpose yoga mats and keep them out of landfills, wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah, let the human body digest them into...
to be fair, I don't think they're repurposing yoga mats.
I know.
There's a chemical in the bread. Yeah, there's a preservative in the bread.
I understand that, but a little comedic license, I guess. But look, they're doing amazing things. They're leading us all in food research.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. If they can use this, then eventually maybe they can repurpose yoga mats if we let them do their thing. But we, as the public, don't know what's best for us, and we keep getting in their way.
No, we don't. We need other people to tell us.
Mm-hmm. And then we have to listen. That's the most. Do your own research, you know?
Yeah. You don't like their Subway's tuna? Make your own synthetic tuna. Let's see you do it.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do it. I'd make it out of hot dogs.
Okay.
I would eat that.
Now, we're talking about Subway tuna is not real tuna, and maybe people should be eating plants, but maybe you might want to think twice before you're eating plants, because there is some new scientific research coming out of the world of plants where they are taking spinach and they are using nanobionics, and they're giving the spinach some function where it can send information to a smartphone. Basically, they're saying that the spinach can email you.
I think that's actually the line where I stop eating creatures is, can they email? And if so...
My gosh. I can't wait to throw this in the face of the next vegetarian I meet.
Yeah. So... The use of this is that they are doing this engineering so that the spinach can send an email when it finds specific compounds. And they say that this technology could be used to detect landmines, pollution, or upcoming droughts.
Why are we teaching them to send emails? There's already enough junk mail. Like, why can't we teach them to do something that... I don't know.
Do you think this is from Big Spinach?
Shoot up flares or something?
It's from Euro News Living.
I see what you're saying, Tyson. Big Spinach. People eating fewer, less lettuce or real lettuce. So they're like, how could we repurpose spinach? Which, by the way, I always put spinach on my Subway sandwich.
Yeah, you have to, because that's healthy.
Yeah, I always do that. I don't like that shredded lettuce. So I've been eating intelligent vegetation, it sounds like, for years.
Yeah. And you've just probably not been in tune enough to hear it screaming.
What email would they be sending as the sandwich closes down on them with that heated bread and meat? I mean, it's not going to be a pleasant email.
Tuna.
This isn't real. Hey, what if the spinach could be programmed to detect real tuna?
And then Subways would have a real pickle on their hand, unless they continue using the fake spinach that they have been using for years and years.
Again, why email? Why not just have the spinach turn like a different color?
Or a text.
That'd be easier. Mm-hmm. Or a text. Just a scientist phone.
Text, email. Basically, they're sending an electronic message. Yeah, you could do it either way.
I just don't want them on the internet.
Pay for a text, yeah.
So you don't think spinach should be on the internet?
I don't want spinach on the internet. I don't think we're ready for that.
I mean, if we charge everybody for visiting web pages and stuff like what Facebook wanted to do a while ago, how is spinach going to even have a living?
What kind of carbon footprint is spinach email going to create?
Spinach is offsetting the footprint. No,
I don't know.
Oh, the spinach is carbon neutral. It has to send 100,000 emails over its lifetime to remain carbon neutral. Otherwise, it's a carbon positive, which is good for the environment, and we don't necessarily want to do that.
I just got a message from the spinach. The spinach says, the spinach is poison. Don't eat it.
Okay. Also, I know that you keep saying the spinach is emailing. I'm having like a real hard time comprehending how exactly it is. Is it just sending like electronic signals that are being picked up by some sensitive tool and then put into email form?
Yeah, I think it is that they have some nanobionics, and then the plants are a rich network that is able to, I think, wirelessly be able to transmit these messages.
Here we go. I think if you go to cornhub.com
Don't search. No one go there. I don't know what Tyson is saying right now.
That's our friend Michael in the chat's joke. Cornhub, the spinach. You go to the spinach niche or whatever they call that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of cool, though.
Spinach niche. Yeah.
It says that here that plants are very good and analytical chemists. And so like they're always sampling the groundwater. All you've done is, I guess, discovered a way to communicate with the spinach and find out what they're discovering when they put their roots down. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah. And by the way, I can't believe I have all these stories that throughout the week I put in the bolt hole. And we didn't cover any of them once again.
All right. So here, take it away, Danny, and then hit us with what you got. Hold on. Here's Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel you belong.
Yes.
I know.
Danny Bryson.
I know the listeners must have put this up on Facebook because this one was too good to pass up.
Yes.
And that's Kraft offering up hot pink candy flavored mac and cheese for Valentine's Day.
I didn't see that.
How did that one get past everybody?
I don't know, but I will get that for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll buy this?
Yeah.
I think I would buy it too. Again,
but
it's one of those.
I don't know that I'd really eat it, but I would let my
daughters. I would try it.
I would let my daughters eat it, but I'm not going to eat it.
Do you think it has any real cheese in it? Is that going to be a lawsuit?
No, because I think they already put cheese, like a cheese flavored synthetic food or something on the package.
Cheese extract.
Yeah.
By the way, this is going to be really tough. I feel like it's probably a limited release. Not a lot of people are going to be able to get their hands on it.
You have to go to Korea to get it.
Korea?
No, I think
or
that
Japan.
Kraft is changing up the recipe for romance by offering 1,000 lucky lovers the chance to taste its all new candy flavored macaroni and cheese for free.
Candy flavored.
Come on.
Did you catch that when I said that?
No,
I said that.
You said pink.
No, yeah. I said, I read this title right here. Kraft offering up hot pink candy flavored mac and cheese for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we got too caught up in the hot pink. We missed the candy.
Yeah, the hot pink. I'll eat something hot pink, but it's not going to be candy flavored pasta. That's
why I was shocked when you jumped on it so quickly, Tyson. You were like, okay, I'll buy that for my kids.
Fine, I'll try it.
Although I would try that. I mean, why not? It can't be any worse than Subway tuna. And it's an experience you can tell your great grandkids about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think you can tell your great grandkids about this? This is something that will go down into the annals of history.
Yeah, this is because you're going to walk in as a grandpa, have nothing to connect. Used to connect with your grandkids, and you'll see them eating mac and cheese. You'll be like, you might not believe it, but there was a time when mac and cheese was pink and tasted like candy. And like, Grandpa, you're so full of crap. And then it'll be like, oh, your stories are so stupid, Grandpa. And then I'll pull out Tyson's Instagram story post. He did on it. I'll be like, this is a friend of mine named Tyson, long gone. God bless his soul. One of the biggest pickleball influencers out there.
Wait, what's going to happen to Tyson? Why is he long gone?
I'm just assuming I outlive him by so long.
By a lot.
I don't think so. I think if we're going to place bets, I outlive Danny.
You're so tall, your body just gets tired of puppy blood up all the way to your head. It's just like,
that's true. But you ingest so much soda and sugar.
Yeah, I'm like one of those monks. I'm preserving my body.
Okay, fine.
Slowly encasing it in like a perfectly preserved.
Well, I guess we'll see, won't we?
Anyway, back to my story about the grandkids.
Okay.
They'll be like, when they go home, they'll be like, Mom, did you know that Grandpa once, they used to make back in Grandpa's day, mac and cheese that was pink and tasted like candy and only cost a nickel? And it'll be like, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, your grandpa's always talking about that.
Yeah. That's all he remembers. His last memory that he has in his head.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a good point of connection. I'm saying eat it now, because it'll be a good way to connect with your grandkids when you catch them eating mac and cheese. And you can throw this out there like, hey, kids.
I also think that you'll show the photo to your kids of my Instagram feed from 2021. And this is grandkids. So this is going to be like 2060 and you're going to show it to them and their eyes won't even be able to see what the picture is. Cause it's so pixelated compared to the 75K screens they have now that they're just like, what is that? Just a blob. And you're like, no, it's a picture of a pink macaroni and cheese.
Grandpa,
and like,
this is a two-dimensional image. I need you to put it up on my VR display on my glasses.
I can't see anything. Kids
in your three dimensions.
Upload it to my brain.
They're not even eating real mac and cheese. They're wearing goggles, eating some kind of sludge.
Smush,
and it's just like, change. Remember our flavor pen that we read about?
Yeah.
And they got flavor pens injecting flavors into their mouth, and that sludge can be transformed into whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a future.
And it's super nutritious.
Okay, so that was one, and I'm shocked. Another one, an important study just came out. And every now and then you're like, this is a study that needed to be done. And it was a study, one of those stupid ones about how your hand shape, finger length, don't not going where you think. Your finger length determines what you will eat.
Okay.
So here's the title of the article. Finger length could reveal your food choice. People with masculine hands are more likely to order a burger, while those with feminine hands tend to opt for salads. Study
because you can't hold a big old fat burger with small hands.
I guess that wasn't part of it. They have something, and this sounds like something you'd see on like the fringe of the internet about 2D, 4D digit ratios. Mm-hmm. So 2D, 4D digit ratios make more masculine food choices. Do you guys want to know if you have a 2D, 4D ratio, or do you want to live ignorant?
No, I have to know.
Okay, so a higher 2D, 4D digit ratio left is said to indicate lower exposure to testosterone in the womb.
Oh.
So, and what it is if you hold your left hand, your fingers go in order from your pointer finger, middle finger are almost the same, and your ring finger is lower. So pointer finger and middle finger are the same.
No, my middle finger is way longer.
Okay, that's the low digit ratio.
So that means that I have low T?
No, no. So if your pointer finger is shorter, middle finger longer, and then ring finger is shorter than the middle, then you have the hamburger hands.
Yeah, I have perfect hamburger
hands.
What
do we want? We want a long ring finger or not?
Honestly, the hamburger hands sound like an early death, right? Like the kind of people who die in motorcycle crashes or from high blood pressure or clogged arteries. So it actually sounds to me like you want the salad hands.
Let's see what yours are, Danny.
Oh, they're hamburger hands.
What does Rob have? Hamburger hands? No, yours are barely hamburger hands, Danny.
No, they're not. They're not barely. It just shows up on the thing. Look, if you're talking about
longer ring finger than pointer finger.
Although that's fine. That's how it's supposed to be.
So what am I? Salad or hamburger?
Your hamburger hands.
Okay.
You just don't want your pointer finger, this one right here, to be the same as your middle finger.
No, definitely not.
So yeah,
this is a study done by survey people, right?
Yeah. I actually don't know who would fund this. Oh, well, here we go. For the study, researchers recruited 216 Chinese people, half of whom were women and half of whom were men around 27 years of old. And then they were, I mean, so this is a very official study. You should totally use the results to make all your decisions in your life from here on out. And so they watched them make their food choices and measured their hands. This is such an old school type of study. Like trying to find a correlation to some body part that represents
somebody
itself.
Somebody wasted, what, would you say hundreds of thousands of dollars on this?
Well, it was in China. It was probably a lot cheaper. And it was definitely the Chinese government who did this.
Hamburger hands.
But anyway, I liked the idea of hamburger hands. Like, dude, you've got hamburger hands. Let's be best friends. Because I wonder if hamburger hands could be friends with salad people.
Well, let's talk about this here. over the course of your lifetime, when hamburgers and salads were both on the menu, which did you order more of, Rob?
I mean, I'm a grown-up, so I guess they're always on the menu for every single meal.
Okay.
Hamburgers, Tyson, but it's getting it's probably getting closer and closer to matching up. I'm eating more salads now.
Yeah.
I think I've eaten more salads than hamburgers.
You've eaten more salads than hamburgers, Rob?
Yeah. I mean, I eat salad every day.
Wow.
Well, I think you need to file down your middle finger then. Because
these truly are your salad.
I probably ate a hamburger every single day when I was in college, but I've been, you know, probably eating a salad for longer than I was in college. So
yeah, I think your middle finger is probably getting shorter.
Yeah, that would be cool. If like, as you ate salads, your pointer finger got longer. Mm-hmm. That'd be neat. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Kind of scary too.
Yeah. I like this study because I think that there's no basis to it whatsoever. Because when I order something, a lot of times...
Do you look at your hand?
I don't look at my hand. What I look at on the menu is something that I don't have to make any special requests for. So I'll look down and then that I'm also happy eating. And then if there's nothing on the menu that I don't have to make a special request for that I don't love, then I'll do whatever is like the most nominal request that I have for a sandwich or for whatever meal I have.
By the way, this was like a global study. This involved people from Norway. It seems like a lot of people had interest. But here's the thing. They used even a smaller group of individuals than our typical, you know, study. Studies at least used in 2000. They used 270 people. That's such a small sample size.
And what can you even get hamburgers in all of these countries?
Hamburgers sounds a lot like hamburgers. I'm not saying that there's a direct connection, but I just realized
that. Is that why they're called that?
I'm beginning to wonder.
Hamburgers.
Because they're not made of ham. Yeah. I don't know how much you know about the hamburger.
Right. Do you know if the spinach emailed in to tell people that they should be looking at their hamburger hands?
Yeah.
The what though?
Because this is the more popular hand, and spinach probably set up this survey and emailed everybody and said, hey, if your middle finger is the longest finger on your hand, you should be eating more hamburgers and less salad. And in that way, spinach has been self-preserved.
Protecting itself, Also, what if we could just dip our hands in spinach and it's like the Groundhog Day of deciding whether or not you're a hamburger hand or a salad hand? Like, that's how we should be using spinach. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the groundhog, to determine what your future will be salad or hamburger wise.
So what do? Pull up the lettuce?
No, you keep it in the soil. You just put your hand in the soil all the way to the roots. Yeah. And it's like it reads your chemical output and then it emails the scientist. And then 2 weeks later, they send you the results.
Okay.
And you just open it. You're sweating a ton because you're like so nervous what it's going to say. You're like, dude, please hamburger hands. And then you open it, you're like, shoot, I'm a salad man.
No, salad is not going to tell anyone to eat salad. Mm-hmm. Out of perseverance, they are, or out of self-preservation. No,
because in this dystopia, the spinach makes a deal. They will make these predictions for society as long as spinach is never consumed again. So spinach is protected. It's protected itself. It's used its fortune telling as leverage.
So in the year like 3000, New York City is just overrun with spinach. It's just like tang buildings with spinach growing out everywhere.
Like moss growing on the walls, but it's just spinach. It's spinach. Okay. Danny, did you have any other stories besides pink mac and cheese, hamburger hands?
You want me to keep going with this?
Well, what else did you have?
I had a Boston Dynamic robot dog update.
Okay. But it has an arm now?
And by the way, yes. And the arm is not new. We saw it opening doors like a year ago, but now they're saying that the arm can be used to clean your house. So it has functionality beyond reaching doors to attack the occupants inside.
I was a little nervous, but if it can clean my house, I'll take my chances.
I honestly, if a Boston Dynamic dog was less than $75,000, if it was brought down to a decent price, I would rather have a spot, I think is what it's called, protecting my house and cleaning it simultaneously, something you're not going to get a domesticated dog to do. Cleaning and protecting my house with its arm
and pogo stick legs. How much would you be willing to pay? Like, let's say that Boston Dynamics called you and they're like, hey, we hear that you talk a lot about us on your podcast. We'll give you this one time deal, $40,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I can't.
$20,000.
Can't. Gonna have to be lower. I have a number in my head and you're gonna have to go a lot lower to meet it.
What's the number?
$5,000.
I probably, this is insane. I would not, I was gonna say $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Adam said he'd do it for $20,000.
I can appreciate that. $2,000. The thing is, I'm not the kind of guy who has the money to be an early adapter, right? I appreciate all the people who buy it in advance when it costs a ton and brings the price down for me later.
You'll go over to their house and enjoy Boston Dynamics dog.
If you were buying like a purebred dog that like was like you really wanted to go top of the line for the dog, that's about what you pay for a real dog. Does that make you feel any better?
He's got a great point. And actually, yeah, Rob, that is a good point. And the point about $20,000, you're buying someone who can, you know, something that can clean your house and protect your home. To buy those things separately and to pay for them all year, probably, you know, it's going to add up as well. Yeah. $20,000 probably isn't actually a bad price.
Shots, doesn't need to go to the vet.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, if it gets hurt, you can just send it to the shop and it's back, and it's a family heirloom that you can pass on for generations if taken care of properly.
Mm-hmm. Kids can ride it around the house.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's worth $20,000 easily.
You could probably go to, street corners in New York and get the Boston Dynamic.
You're saying the kind of guy who wears lots of watches on his wrist.
Yeah.
That version of that guy.
Yeah.
I would never buy that because you don't want to buy something with that much power and not have it working flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it smashing through walls.
Well, the Boston Dynamic dog is essentially built in the same factory. It's just smuggled out.
They're built. They build the Boston Dynamic dog in China, and then right next to it in China, they have the Boston Dynamic dog.
Yeah, one's Boston Dynamics and one's Boston Dynamic.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the same. And that little glitch, that system malfunction when it happens because you bought the knockoff, it's going to be disastrous to your house. And no one's going to cover those expenses.
I'm going to change the name to it. It's going to be Boston's Dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Boston. Yeah,
maybe. Good idea.
Boston's Dynamic versus Boston Dynamics.
Hmm. So you're going to buy one of these dogs, reverse engineer it, and start Boston Dynamics.
Boston's Dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Boston's. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Maybe they could have a Boston Dynamics hedgehog or a groundhog that they could pull
out. Yeah. Eventually we will, as all wildlife
gets
eradicated from the planet.
Perfect.
We'll have to have, that's when Boston Dynamic and Boston's Dynamic is going to explode as we're creating synthetic wildlife for those who miss it.
Okay. All right, Danny, great job on the oversized bolt hole.
Packed hole. Dude, I got a pack.
Oh, man, totally packed. You're going to spend the rest of the day getting that stuff out of there.
Yeah. All right, Danny, what's next for you?
Oh, just always plugging away on Mediocre Amateur and all the other sub channels. I do product reviews on Extra Mediocre. Mm-hmm. A lot of mediocre. I'm really selling myself short. You know, what do they say? Under promise and hopefully over deliver.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my whole.
I don't think they say hopefully in there. I think they say under promise and over deliver.
Well, I'm saying hopefully because really when you create a product on YouTube, you're like hopeful that people will like it, right? Yeah. You're not going through focus groups to get your videos out there. You're just kind of doing it yourself in your living room. So you're hopeful, but working on that. I'm also watching the world's biggest pickleball influencer on Instagram.
Oh,
that's every day.
Every day.
Yeah, I've been posting some great pickleball content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Crushing those balls.
So, yeah, you have to. I mean, that's what you do. I added some weight to my paddle to be able to hit the ball way harder. No.
It's kind of like what they do with bats.
No, it's
like
what they do with tennis rackets. You can do it. No, it's not a donut. It's lead tape that you put around the outside of the paddle.
Lead tape. That sounds intense.
Does. And are there ways to cheat and pack a ball? Like to, you know.
Did you say packle ball?
Sorry. I guess packle ball.
Are there ways to cheat? The dynamics of pickleball.
Okay. It ruined my speech. Are there ways to cheat in pickleball? Like, could you do something to your paddle or I don't know.
Yeah, you can do something. I think you could add extra grit to your paddle somehow.
Pine tar?
You probably could add some pine tar, get that spin. Because I know when you do a tournament, the officials before each game come and feel the surface of your paddle with their fingers. They just rub it like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the brain for cheating because I just am a straight shooter. So I'm sure there's ways that people can cheat, but like my brain couldn't even come up with any of those. Mm-hmm.
Your competitors will be happy to hear that.
Yeah. And hopefully they're listening.
Yeah.
Tyson, we don't need to check Tyson's paddle. He's a straight shooter. I heard it on the podcast. Yes.
This word is good. Tyson, what's next for you besides the lead tape?
Actually, Danny's helicopter buddy Matt in the Wild's coming into my part of town early next week, and I will be going on an adventure. So I'll be giving Danny a pickleball influencer Instagram account that he can log into and do some pickleball, while I will be logging into the mediocre amateur account to do some adventures with
what Matt do they call the that? Isn't it like a
takeover?
Takeover. That's what it is. Yeah, that won't be happening, but
I have more to lose than Danny does.
Oh, if we did that. Probably, yeah. No, for sure you do. All right.
So, anyways, it was worth a shot. I will still be influencing from Danny's point of view, though, next week on a helicopter, maybe, or on an airplane or something like that.
You're going to be doing the podcast from a helicopter?
I think he's in town Monday, Tuesday. I'll have to let you know. We might need to do the podcast at a different time, but we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. So. Well, it was a great Groundhog Day News AF. I got into an argument with my family today over that Dominic's homework assignment was, what did the groundhog do? And so I said, he saw his shadow, 6 weeks of winter, and nobody believes me. Don't believe Dad. He's a questionable source. Wow, he doesn't know. And so then Dominic, well, I don't know. He goes to Alexa and he asks, I don't want to say her name again. did the groundhog see its shadow? And it's like, the groundhog of Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most reliable groundhog, did not see his shadow. And that means there will not be. And they're like, Dad was wrong. He's a liar. Liar. He's lying. And it's like, I guess they don't update it in real time. They're giving you the 2020 results.
Wow.
Dude, everything. All results from all things like, have just been delayed.
Look it up. I know what happened. You want to go to school with the wrong info?
Sounds like you need to keep this kid home from school and grounded for a long time.
It sounds like Rob's being squeezed out by Alexa.
Yeah. Like, we don't believe you, Dad. We have to ask Alexa.
That's where it starts.
And now they'll always mistrust you from this point forward.
I was right.
Nope, that's not what
matters.
Alexa's
who's there. Right? It's who they trust.
Yeah. We don't believe you, Dad. We only listen to this hockey puck that lights up.
Did you rip that thing out of the wall and smash it?
Yeah. Well, at least it can't protect itself.
Yeah. Who's telling the truth now?
You're not even a full Alexa. You're just an Echo Dot.
Ouch. That's like the worst thing you can say. It's like calling a university campus police officer and saying he is not a real police officer. He's just a campus police officer.
Yeah, Tyson's right.
That cuts real deep.
Watch your back, Rob.
Yeah.
Real Alexa's coming for you to back up Alexa Dot.
Okay.
Or all Echo right. Dot, whatever they are.
Great job, everybody. We'll be back next Tuesday, perhaps, or maybe later in the week, depending on, we'll keep you posted.
On Thanks. The adventure schedule. Yeah. Isn't this crazy that this time I'm going to be the one on the adventure?
You need one.
You think I do?
I think you do.
I feel pretty chill without them.
Well, I mean, how much of adventure can you do with those pickleball legs?
I went jogging like 4 or 5 miles the other day and I didn't get sore at all.
Oh, good. So you're pretty much ready.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go do a 20 miler with.
I hope you do.
You're taking over Danny's life.
Just for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have it back because it's garbage. I don't want it.
He needs to drink Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will. I'm going to switch roles with Danny. I'll be like, Mountain Dew is delicious.
Okay.
And I'll have to sit in the gym before I run.
Why do I drink Mountain Dew like a dog? I don't drink it like a dog.
That's how I'm going to drink it.
Like a grown man.
It's like whatever. Mm-hmm. Unless Mountain Dew's listening and wants to get in some advertising, then Mountain Dew for all your hydration needs. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.